Now, this form of farming involves clearing land around a village, planting your crops, and then using the same gardens again and again until the soils are exhausted, 5 to 7 years very often. Then you move out to another plot and let the previous plot regenerate. So you have what they call shifting agriculture. You burn off the vegetation and plant it. This strategy seems to have worked well on these lighter soils because much of Central Europe, particularly along river valleys, is covered with lighter soils formed from the fine glacial wind-blown dust, which blew southward from the Scandinavian ice sheets at intervals during the Ice Age, during the Late Ice Age. We mentioned these soils before in connection with the hunter-gatherers of the Late Ice Age who lived in the Ukraine and in the Czech Republic. But this time, people were farming these lands. And what they did was exactly what I just talked about, slash and burn. They would clear woodland plots, fire them, plant their crops, and after a few years, they would move on. Now, this form of agriculture, which is very wasteful of land, has caused major problems in Africa in recent years because of rising populations. And people, there were so many people on the land that you cannot expand freely. Slash and burn agriculture works best when the population is light or when people are expanding into a hitherto uncultivated area. In that way, to quote an anthropologist, you do not eat up your land. You can't recycle your land initially, but if you keep recycling it, obviously the fertility stays down. When the first of these people moved into Europe, they were moving into a continent that was extremely sparsely populated, where the land had never been farmed before, where if land became exhausted, they simply went further out and moved their settlements. It was an expanding frontier. And as a result, farming communities spread rapidly across Europe from southeast to northwest, taking up the lighter soils and grazing cattle on riverside meadows and in forest clearings. Now, this didn't really tackle the problem of clearing forest on thick and heavy soils. These people carefully cultivated very carefully selected soils. They knew the characteristic grasses and forest which grew on these soils. They would clear these using their simple technology and, in steps and stages and stops and starts, spread relatively rapidly across Europe. These people can be identified in the archaeological record, thank goodness, from a very distinctive form of pottery with linear bands on it. And it is called, these people are called, because of this pottery, band ceramic people. Band ceramic. Named after these distinctive linear decorated vessels, they appear in the Middle Danube Valley by 5300 BC. Just after this cataclysm, they seem to have spread northwestwards along river valleys, living in hamlets, not of round houses, but long houses, where they housed both their herds and themselves and extended families made of wood and thatch. Some of them were between 18 and 46 feet long. These were large houses and were occupied for many generations, set in these villages about 100 yards apart, surrounded by fields. Each community's farming territory was not that large, maybe about 500 acres. Each village had 40 to 50 people living in it, rotating their crops, planting different crops on the same land, which bring different qualities to the soil, so that they could stay in the same place as long as possible. But a combination of the need for regenerated land or new land and population expansion where families would move out to found new settlements rapidly filled in the gaps between the original villages. And with Within 4 or 5 centuries of first settlement, population densities in parts of Germany rose from in hunter-gatherer times a population of about 1 person per 400 square miles to 1 person per 50 square miles. So the whole dynamic and the effect on the landscape was changing. For the first time, people were really modifying the landscape. And there was soon intensive competition for land in more densely populated areas like the Danube Valley, which again had long-term consequences. You see, with agriculture and food surplus, the world's population was beginning to rise.